This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages in Gaza's second largest city, blocking much needed aid from the civilian population. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israel released footage of Israeli troops battling Hamas militants in undisclosed areas in Gaza. The video release comes as Israel's offensive into southern Gaza was bringing the city of Khan Yunis the same fierce urban fighting and intensified bombardments that obliterated much of Gaza City in the north. But in the south, the areas where Palestinians can seek safety are rapidly shrinking. Because of the fighting, aid groups are unable to deliver vital supplies of food, water, and other essentials. Meanwhile, Israel's military said warplanes destroyed tunnel shafts and troops seized a Hamas outpost, as well as several weapons caches. I'm Karen Shamas.
Separate investigations from Reuters, the French news AFP, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch found an Israeli tank crew deliberately targeted and killed Reuters journalist Issam Abdallah and wounded six others in Lebanon October 13th by firing two shells in quick succession while the journalists were filming cross-border shelling. The reports say the group of seven journalists from AFP, Al Jazeera, and Reuters were all wearing blue flak jackets and helmets, most with "press" written on them in white letters. Reuters editor-in-chief Alessandra Gialli Thursday issued a statement condemning the killing and demanding an explanation from Israel.
We condemn Issam's killing, and we call on Israel to explain how this could have happened and to hold to account those responsible for his death and for the wounding of our colleagues, Thayer al-Sudani and Maher Nazeh.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Longtime rivals Greece and Turkey made a significant step in mending ties during a visit to Athens by Turkey's president. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Ahead of the one-day visit, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan expressed hope it could lay the foundation for broader cooperation, as well as reset his country's ties with Western allies. At a news conference following their talks, Erdogan and Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis each spoke warmly of their meeting. Meanwhile, cabinet members from each nation held talks and were signing several agreements on issues as varied as agriculture, trade, migration, education, technology, and sports. Mitsotakis noted the importance of the recent calmer path of bilateral relations between the two nations and said they should live in peace, express their known differences, and discuss them honestly and keep looking for solutions. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Biden administration is putting pharmaceutical companies on notice. Washington is warning them that if the price of certain drugs is too high, the government might cancel their patent protection and allow rivals to make their own versions. Under a plan announced Thursday, the government would consider overriding the patent for high-priced drugs that have been developed with the help of taxpayer money and letting competitors make them in hopes of driving down the cost. The administration did not immediately release details about how the process will work and how it will deem a drug costly enough to act. If the plan is enacted, drug makers are almost certain to sue. The House's top Democrat is ripping GOP colleagues for targeting fellow members. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It's been a year of Republican retribution, the expulsion of a member, the unprecedented ouster of a speaker, and now the third censure of a Democrat, Jamal Bowman. Fellow New Yorker Hakeem Jeffrey says Republicans are acting like TV detectives, naming Matlock, Perry Mason, Cagney, and Lacey.
Not even worthy of being held to the standard of Inspector Gadget and Ace Ventura pet detective.
Jeffrey says it's petty and embarrassing, but if the GOP wants to keep it up,
censure me next.
Saying their worthless censure efforts are illegitimate, but he'll happily wear it.
Like a badge of honor.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Opposition activists in Russia came up with a way to get around Kremlin censorship while urging citizens to vote against President Vladimir Putin in an election next year. Billboards disguised as a New Year's greeting. The Anti-Corruption Foundation, founded by imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny, paid for billboards in Moscow, St. Petersburg, and other Russian cities, which said, quote, Russia and Happy New Year. But a website address and QR code printed on the signs led to a site titled, quote, Russia Without Putin. There, voters were encouraged to oppose the longtime Russian leader on March 17th, the day that Russian lawmakers set Thursday for the presidential election. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.